We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Usually you have gone through your chair process at this point, and now you're up too high. So I'll let the record show that Rick Camp volunteered to be the royal chair lowerer.
Because David Ha is like 9 feet tall.
Summon the chair lowerer.
So
he can come in and have like gravity act upon him.
My legs are like above the table.
Yes.
I have no idea. How
can't you do
so? Yeah, but that's the problem. Okay, I'm asking for a little visual help here. You might want to get us on the two shot. Is it Evan Thomas mixing it up on Twitch today? Because I'm doing this for
see if we can get the wide shot here. Because
yeah, we are requesting
this is a daily.
Okay, Evan
fight.
Says yes. All right, so I'm waiting for the two shot to show everybody
there we go.
What it takes for me to actually get in this. Silly, silly chair. Okay, so look how high it is, right? My waist is like a good 5 inches above the table. So I have to then push the lever. But
and you have holes
how...
in your pants too, by the way.
Yeah, that's fixed. The style at the time.
Ah. and an onion on your belt.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So now I'm pressing on the lever, and theoretically it should lower, right?
Correct. Or to pull it up.
No, you push it down
you
to
do?
Lower the chair. Yes, it is. See? Yeah.
No, I'm too low.
You just have to stand up. And then. So I have to do this. And like jump up and down.
If everyone was fat, they just wouldn't have to deal with these issues.
For our non-Twitch listeners, she is kicking underneath the chair.
To get to a normal height in this stupid chair because every studio is made for giants.
Well, Mully and Haw are Brobdignanians. They're large people.
They're not large. They're just tall. Well,
no.
Mully was a bouncer, which is pretty cool.
But Mully,
and David played football.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, when
they're
you put
big.
It that way.
We're not big people.
Who's the one who had the scotch last night again? Oh, I just watched the Hawks game.
Well, which is also an intoxicant of some kind because you come away feeling like up is down and down is up. I don't.
Oh, bless somebody's heart on Twitch. They thought I was having a conniption fit. I appreciate you trying to speak Southern, but that's not the proper use.
I just don't know what the Hawks are doing. If, in fact, they're now saying that this longer-term understanding or this longer-term context is part of a rebuild. That ended when you traded a package of picks, including a first rounder for Seth Jones.
Who?
That Seth Jones.
Jones!
That ended when you picked up a 36-year-old semi-retired goaltender. And put him ahead of a prospect in Kevin Lankinen. Like, you can't sell me rebuild right now. They have a fairly talented roster. They've got a bunch of B-level players, some people who could be A-level players. You know, we read those sort of blind scouting reports in The Athletic where other pro scouts are like, yeah, these guys are pretty good. You can't be 0-5. Is that what they are? They won 4? 0-5?
Oh, 4-1. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Man, that and one is so necessary right now. So necessary.
The only and one we're getting in Chicago, apparently, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do we think that the Bulls will get to the free throw line more than they did in game one tonight against the Pels?
Yes. I will say yes. I think game one was an anomaly. I think it was a lot of weird stuff happened in that game, and I am not going to draw too many conclusions from it because it was weird and annoying, and tonight will not be as weird or annoying.
I agree with you. And also, you made an excellent point about what to perhaps expect out of Zion.
Nothing until he puts the damn fork down.
I appreciate that.
I mean, seriously, no, and I hate doing this, but we called it on draft night. Like, everybody said body type, a cruise weight easily. It's tough to lose weight. He apparently got over 300 pounds, and now you've got a stress fracture in your foot. You want to be Sam Bowie, go ahead and stick with your Captain Crunch and your cheese fries and everything that you're doing, or maybe he's not, and it's just really hard for him. But this is it, man. At this stage of your career, make your call. You've got to drop 40 pounds. You cannot be at that weight.
It's a tough city to lose weight in, man.
Don't I know it?
Because, like, living in Houston, relatively speaking, next door, I was bigger there than I am.
But as a tourist, you walk a lot. That's the thing about New Orleans. It's a wonderful walking city, and you burn so many calories walking.
Yeah,
if you live there, you're not doing that.
This note from Jay Zawoski, I think, is key. He sent it out at 2 o'clock yesterday, summarizing the awesome Emily Kaplan from ESPN, saying, I've talked to a lot of people around the Blackhawks organization. They feel like they haven't deviated from their rebuild plan. The sense I get, the people I talk to, there are not even closed meetings at this point about Jeremy Colliton losing his job. They're not panicking here. Now, if it gets to 20 games and they're still seeing the same results, maybe we'll see a change. But it's not a situation, if they lose two of the next three, that Jeremy Colliton would be on the way out. Are we sure? Because they haven't even held a lead yet this entire season.
But they have deviated from their plan. That's the thing. They can say they haven't, but their actual moves fly in the face of that claim.
If they think that they've got what they need, if they're staying that respective course, again, what does it take to say, we need to reevaluate this situation? Either somebody tell him that your system is not working like you want it to, or something needs to adjust. Oh, God. That's right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We have reached this.
When you haven't held a lead and you're this far into the season, you don't get the dagger. You get the recorder.
We have, it's a, let the record show, let this be a marking point. We have reached Greg Overtone on the recorder stage of the Blackhawks, quote unquote, rebuild. Oy. That's not where you want to be. When the Bernstein and Rahimi show has released the recorder, then it's a bad sign.
It's like the Kraken, but less effective.
Yeah, the Kraken had their home opener, right? Or is it tonight? Apparently, did you see the musical acts they've had in Seattle to kick this off?
No, I've not paid attention to the Kraken.
The Foo Fighters played for 2.5 hours at what used to be Key Arena. Like, they said that they were going to leave the place in a shambles, and Dave Grohl and company did a 2.5-hour show, which I guess was amazing. And opening night's Coldplay.
That's a drop-off.
You think?
Yes.
I like Coldplay. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
I do too, but give me the Foo Fighters over Coldplay. But either way, when you're 0-4-1 and you haven't even in those 5 games held any type of a lead, you don't get 71 seconds. You don't even get that. You don't even get me being entertained in my high chair trying to watch the team. I had to watch that last night. Yeah, and I was like, well, maybe they'll at least get the lead. Maybe. Nope.
You know what the Kraken have done, too? Won a game.
Yes, they have.
You know what that means? You don't get the recorder dagger.
You're worse than the expansion team.
And they, from the Hawks, was it John Quenneville that they took in the expansion draft?
Sure.
I think so.
262 says, does that make this the rusty dagger? Or Chelsea recorder?
You call it whatever you want. It's just a bad sign when that's what we're hearing. I don't understand what the defense is trying to do. Either they're flopping or they're watching the other team pass it to each other, which is not a defensive strategy.
There was, you know how Colleton. Quenneville would always talk about the greasy goals in front of the net.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what we were seeing from the opponent last night.
Well, and but the tic-tac-toe one was worse. That wasn't greasy at all. That was tape in.
And also just being able to screen Fleury the way they did to also just create traffic in front of the net. Like, that was a very efficient strategy that we saw out of the Canucks, who are not exactly the best team in the NHL either, BT-dubs. And it was just painful to watch. I didn't think I'd be talking about the Hawks in this way, but like five games without a lead, not even a lead.
They're being outscored 17-3 in 5-on-5. Is that right? Did I see that correctly?
I don't know, but every time we say a pathetic stat, I feel like the dagger should come into play. You haven't held a lead.
When we come back, we have some Bears sound for you. It is a Bears Friday, and Bears defensive coordinator Sean Desai knows he's got his hands full, but we'll find out what he's thinking next on The Score.
Still the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.